It's election season, and once again, a tradition here at WBFO. We're very pleased to be joined as we get closer to Election Day by Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Hello, Jay.
All right, Bob, you sound bright and cheery for a guy who was up late last night watching a vice presidential debate. A lot of people thought that this debate was going to be a bit of a yawner. It was anything but that. At least that's what we're hearing so far. But what did you think of the debate last night?
Well, I thought it was, in many ways, the issues that were discussed and the way it was discussed is what people were looking for in the presidential debate of last week, which didn't really materialize because it was more shouting at each other than anything else. Even though last night's encounter had its share of that, I thought that you had two very well-prepared candidates who were skilled debaters and I thought represented their campaigns as best as they could. It was under some circumstances, especially for Governor Pence, it was hard for him to defend some of the things that Donald Trump has said over the initial part of the campaign and as we get towards the end.
You know, there were so many issues that were talked about. One, though, came up toward the end that's worth talking about a little bit here, especially for those who may have tuned out early. The abortion issue came up at the very end. How did you see that play out?
Well, you knew that question was going to come, Jay, because these two men are both very committed to their faiths, but they have different views on how that issue should be treated in the public sphere. I mean, you've got Tim Kaine, who is very influenced by his Catholic upbringing and who says, yeah, I'm opposed to it and I'm opposed to abortion, but I don't want to impose my beliefs on anybody else. That's kind of the classic Mario Cuomo argument that we are so familiar with many pro-choice Catholic politicians. And then you have Mike Pence, who is an evangelical Christian and who is very opposed to abortion and says that will be his policy and that of Donald Trump. This is important because when you think about any cases that might be coming before the Supreme Court and the fact that a president has the ability to appoint maybe as many as two or even three new Supreme Court justices in the time of his term, or her term, these become important questions about important and fundamental rights that some people have said are part of our American system for more than 40 years now.
You know, Bob, before we let you go, I want to get into your Sunday column. You focused on somebody here in the local area who often gets overlooked locally. He's well-known nationally, and that is UB political science professor James Campbell, who predicts the presidential elections.
He's so adept at this and using all the tools of a political scientist by plugging into this formula various numbers that involve the Gallup poll after Labor Day and the gross domestic product after Labor Day and some of these other things that are numbers too mind-boggling for a guy like me, but what he does come up with is a very accurate prediction of what the popular vote will be, and he came up with Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote, I believe it was 50.7 to 49.3%. Now, that doesn't mean she wins the election because you have to win electoral votes and you have to win in the electoral college according to our crazy system here. And so that does not take into account electoral votes. And you could, as I said in last Sunday's politics column, you could just ask Al Gore, who won the popular vote but lost the electoral vote. So, but anyway, Jim Campbell's formula applied retroactively has been accurate all the way back to 1948, except for 2008 when the economic meltdown in late September kind of skewed all of the numbers that he had put together. But absent an October surprise this time around, it's a pretty good bet that the numbers he has predicted will hold.
And, of course, that makes for a very interesting election, and we're very pleased that we're going to have you each week to give us some analysis. Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy with us again this morning. Thanks for your time.
You betcha.